Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishlechas Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel Shishi was going to find receiving Hagun Bikar of Mamish. And Mishlechas tells us Makadish Bechalkai. A Kayin was Makadish a woman with his chelek of a carbon that he was given to eat. Ben Kachim Kachim, Ben Kachim Kalim, whether it's a high level or low level of Kachim, ain't Mekadashes, she's not Mekadashes. That's because even though the Kayin is allowed to eat it, it doesn't mean it's his. It's really Mishulchan Gavaya. He's, so to speak, eating off of Hashem's table. This meat is not personally his, it's not considered his money. And therefore, he can't be Makadashar with it. On to something else, but Meiser Sheni, let's use Makadashar with Meiser Sheni, Bain Shagig, Bain Mazid, Loi Kidesh Devra Meir. It doesn't make a difference if he was Makadashar, Beshagig, or Bemazid, meaning she knew about it or she didn't know about it, she's not Makadashas, and that's because according to Rav Meir, Meiser Sheni is Mamad Gavaya, it doesn't belong to the person himself, and so he can't use it for his own personal uses, like being Makadashar woman. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that it depends. Beshagig, Loi Kidesh. If he was Makadashar, Beshagig, meaning she didn't know it was Meiser Sheni, it doesn't work, because if she did know it was Meiser Sheni, she wouldn't have accepted it. Now she has to schlep it all the way up to Yerushalayim to eat it, like one has to do with Meiser Sheni, and therefore this is considered Kiddushin Betos, the whole thing's a mistake, she's not Mekudeshes. However, B'mezid, Kidesh. If he was Mekadesher B'mezid, she knew about it, so then she's Mekudeshes, because clearly she knows it's Meiser Sheni and she accepted it anyway, and according to Yehuda, Meiser Sheni is Maman Hedyet, it belongs to him personally, and therefore she's Mekudeshes. Now on to another example, Uba Hektesh, if he's Mekadesher with something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, B'mezid Kidesh B'shegig like Kidesh Devra Meir. According to Meir, if he's Mekadesher B'mezid with this, she is Mekudeshes, and that's because since he knows that this is a hektish, by him using it for his own personal use, it takes it out of its status as a hektish, it becomes chulin, and now he can Mekadesher with it. But if it's b'shaygig, he doesn't know that he's doing this, it still retains its status of hektish, and it's not considered his personal money, so he's not able to be Mekadesher with it. However, Rabbi Yehuda says the exact opposite, b'shaygig kidesh, b'mezid like kidesh, and we actually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in the case of hektish, and like Rav Meir in the case of Meiser. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, everything mentioned over here is aser ba'ana, and we're going to see that he's not able to be Mekadesher with it, because he's not allowed to derive benefit from it, and included in that is Kiddushin. So the Mishnah tells us Mekadesh Ba'arla, if he's Mekadesher with Arla fruit, which is the first 3 years of fruit that grow on a tree, Bekilei Akerem, with Kilayim, forbidden mixtures that grow in vineyard, for example, grain and grapes grew together, he can't be Mekadesher with the grapes, Bejar Niskal, with an ox that's supposed to be killed, because it killed somebody else, so it's Aser Ba'ana, Ube Egla Rufa, or with an Egla Rufa, Bitsipari Mitzaira, the birds that Mitzaira brings, Ube Sar Nazir, with the hair of a Nazir, Upetach Hamar, firstborn donkey, Ubasar Bechalov, a mixture of meat and milk, V'chulin Shenesh Chuba Azara, or with meat from an animal that was shechted in the Azara, but it was chulin, it wasn't a carbon, and that's Aser Ba'ana, because it's not allowed to be shechted there. In all these cases, Eino Mekudeshes, she's not Mekudeshes, because as we said, these things are Aser Ba'ana, so he can't derive benefit from them by being Mekadesher. However, Mechar Mekidesh B'dmayan, Mekudeshes, if he sold these things, even though he's not allowed to, but he sold them, and he received money, and he was Mekadesher with that money, she is Mekudeshes, and that's because the money does not take on the din of the thing itself. And so therefore, this is just considered regular money, and he could be Mekadesher with it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.